Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
We need more dogs.
The Fan.
Wow. Cats, though, cats are killers.
I forgot to tell you something.
About cats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, this will just be a little interlude here.
Sure.
And then we'll get back to regularly scheduled programming.
A sorbet, if you will, a palate cleanser?
By the way, if you're listening to us on 1080 AM, yeah. We are now on 105.1 FM.
Yeah.
So you should flip over. We're crystal clear. You can hear me burp and everything.
And better range.
Fan Sports Network starts today. It's amazing. Big day on the Fan.
Started it.
And by the way, before we get to the interlude,
yeah,
I do want to say it's actually a pretty cool moment at 6 this morning. If you go back on the podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, you can go back and listen to the 6 a.m. hour of Dirt and Sprague. Right at the beginning of that, it's actually a really cool, I think, moment where we flip.
Yeah. Go on Twitter if you can, or any of the socials, and look up our 105.1 The Fan, because they actually have the video of it. It's really cool.
It's nice. They did a good job with it. Dusty and Cooley and all those guys and Swag. Although Swag, so there'll be 10 seconds in there. Well, there will be nothing. There will be dead air. And that's because Swigard failed to notice the cue to hit the button.
And then turned with the slowest chair spin of all time to actually hit the button.
Here's the situation.
Anyway, we have often made fun of Cat Guy here.
Yeah.
And that's not right. I mean, you like what you like. I don't care.
Yeah.
But we had a producer, Mike Lynch, who was a big Cat Guy.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was double or triple Cat Guy.
And there are, to a lot of men in the world, it's an odd, And I'm not saying this is right. I'm just stating a fact that there are a lot of men in the world who view another man with a cat as a little, that's a little off. That's a little weird.
Yes.
To them.
Yeah.
A little foreign to them.
Yeah.
Foreign concept, but some believe that dogs more masculine, cats more feminine.
Well, the single guy, like if you're married, that's one thing, but single cat guy, I'm not sure you're putting that on the Tinder profile.
So, as you know, my father-in-law has moved on to the big Bi-Mart in the sky.
Yeah.
And he was down living down in our ADU. Yeah. I neglected to tell you what is still down there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're a cat guy now?
We have two cats, dude.
Oh, my gosh. You've officially become cat guy.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you guess.
I don't know what to do.
You own two cats.
Well, my wife takes care of them. I do nothing with them, although I will go down there and pet them. They're kind of fun.
Meow.
One of them is like 30 pounds. It's super fat.
Yeah.
And probably going to keel over here any minute, but... I kind of like them.
Are you slowly coming around to being a cat guy?
Well, I've never really.
Meow.
I've never really owned cats. I don't really care for cats.
Look, these two
cats are pretty cool.
I can hear it in your voice.
I kind of like them.
You're becoming cat guy. And now you feel bad about giving cat guy crap all these years.
Well, here's the thing about it. I don't really like, it's up to my wife what she does with the cats. Yeah. Right now, she's still attached. You know,
well,
she's
not
grieving.
Getting rid of Dick's cats. She can't get rid of her dad's cats.
Well, I know.
Those are your cats.
She might, but right now, she's grieving, and it was the cat. She's moved her office down there, and we're, You know, the cats are office cats now. But I go down there, you know, and they kind of, you know, they do the little purrs and the meows. Yeah. You know how cats do, and they kind of rub along your leg there, and I give them some pets, and it's kind of, it's kind of nice.
Look at you.
It's kind of nice.
Look at you becoming.
Meow.
Yeah. TT and Fat Cat.
Well, they didn't cost you 10 G's like Molly did.
Not yet.
TT and Fat Cat are their names?
Yeah.
Are they starting a gang?
I think they're in a gang. Dude, they're from the rough streets of Port Orchard.
Does TT stand for something?
I don't know.
That is kind of frightening. Dude, what happened last night? Oh, man.
Ruffians.
I went out with TT and Fat Cat. You know when that happens. Dude, S gets crazy. Wow, TT and Fat Cat. Now, does Molly 10 G's get along with TT and Fat Cat?
No, it's a problem.
Oh. So... Yeah,
it's a problem.
Okay.
The cats don't really care about Molly, but Molly...
Yeah. Is Molly terrified of the cats? Because most of the time, the cats run roughshod.
Molly might lose an eye.
Oh, yeah.
For another $10,000.
Sure.
And we have pet insurance on her now, but...
Boy, I can't wait until this comes to a head.
It will.
When TT and Fat Cat double team Molly and rip her to shreds.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a call about 2:30 and be like, hey, man, I hate to do this to you, but like, I can't make the show. I got to take Molly into the vet. What happened? TT,
Molly Tenji's bleeding from the eye socket.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I forgot to tell you guys, I'm a cat
guy. A cat guy.
Yeah, we got cats.
Wow.
Yeah. Cats.
Wow. How about that? And... Listen, I don't think you sound, you don't sound upset about
He's
it.
He's into it.
Well, yeah, like I told you, I kind of like him.
No, you don't kind of like it. You're
I like him. I just don't want to.
Isaac Rupp, cat guy.
I don't want to care for them. You know, I don't want to feed them and stuff.
I don't think you really have to care for cats. I think you have to care for dogs. I think cats just exist. I don't even know what you do for a cat.
I feel bad for them. They just sit down there.
Well, can't you put them outside and let nature take its course?
No.
Why?
I was told... No.
Why? Cats are hunters.
No,
that's the beauty part of cats. I, at my house.
Well, it's a very busy street.
Well, again, they're cats. I don't know whose cats are out in my yard, but there are at least three cats that I see every day. Don't know whose they are. Don't know where they came from. I think they belong to the earth. I think when the sun rises, the cat just comes up with the sun and then it just disappears at night. I don't know who they are. But when I park in the drive, when I get out, one's there looking at me, and occasionally it comes over and like bumps my leg. When they're out in the backyard and I let the big fella out, the cats scramble and they run like with the bunnies. I don't know what happens. They're just there. I think what you do is you let the cats outside, and after like a week, if the cats are still around, then they're your outdoor cats. If something happens to them, well, then nature ran its course.
All of that. Sounds like an absolutely terrible idea, but I'll let you deal with Nurse Nice about that.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Well,
best of luck to you because it ain't happening. Trust me.
Well, all I know is cats are survivors. Dogs need to be taken care of. Cats are on their own. And you don't buy cats, you find cats.
I will say I don't have the heart to give them away.
No.
And I don't think my wife does either.
So you've now got two cats.
Yeah, I think so. But they're not coming up to the main house, I'll tell you that.
So they have their own domicile.
They kind of do, yeah.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah. Dude, otherwise, it wouldn't work.
And now you have some sort of weird civil war going between Molly Tenji's and TT and Fat Cat. And
yeah.
You've got like the Sharks and Jets. You've got West Side Story happening at the Rupp household.
It's a standoff. They each have their own quarters.
Huh.
And we keep it that way.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. You're going to be heading to Bi-Mart picking up cat food.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that one cat is twice the size of Molly.
Yeah.
Would that be Fat Cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat Cat. It's like 30 pounds. So. All right. Well, there's your cat interlude. I just thought I'd tell you guys, because that's a big developing story.
This might be the second biggest revelation you've ever made. One is that you didn't own a barbecue.
I still don't. Or a garage.
Also no garage, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what to make of you at this point.
I'm not a man.
You're not a man.
I have no barbecue.
No garage.
No garage. I have two cats.
I'm a man.
And a 15-pound dog.
Dude, I'll tell you.
Give me some tea stat.
I will tell you right now, in a court of law, you just got convicted. That is damning evidence against you in a man court of law.
All right, coming up, you know, we're supposed to get back to our Big Ten Media Day discussion.
Yeah, we got derailed.
But I don't know that we'll do that next. I think what I want to do next is I want to play you a little bit of Damian Lillard, who is back in Portland. Did you know that? The Blazers have re-signed him.
Well, we ran the press conference
yesterday. Yeah, I was listening to that right here on The Fan.
Yeah.
See, that's how the sports part, that's what you get.
Sports.
We play sports.
And we did that in the club, no doubt.
We sure did. For those that didn't hear it, we're going to play a couple clips of what he had to say coming up next.
It's called sports.
And then we'll move on to In the News at 4:30 here on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. All right, we'll get back to Big Ten Media Days coming up at 5 o'clock on your Swatch Watch. Next segment will be In the News. No Toll Tina. She's at it again.
Of course she is.
I also have very big local TV news, Jace.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. We're losing a legend.
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
That'll be in...
tried to one-up us yesterday.
He sure did.
He kind of did.
Stole our thunder.
He really did.
Pulled a U. That'll be at the 4:30 segment. A little something we like to call In the News. But first, Damian Lillard is back in Portland. They had a kind of a weird press conference last night because Shake Voice Joe Cronin was up there, and he's like, he's not nice to have him back.
He's not the most dynamic public speaker.
And then Chance was up there, and they're asking him, like, oh, well, how are you going to use Damian? I don't know. He's not even going to play for a year. But, look, it's a feel-good moment for the city.
Yeah, they did the and I can appreciate this. How Damian Lillard fits in, that's a problem for future Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, they don't really care.
No.
They just like the win of it's a legacy play. Lillard's back. Everybody loves that. They're going to go watch him play when he's back, and that's great. They love him. Lillard's a legend.
Absolutely.
So here are a few things that he had to say. One, a lot of people were asking, you know, how it all went down and his relationship with Joe Cronin because he requested a trade.
Yeah, it was rough. There was some hurt feelings,
and the Blazers wouldn't trade him to Miami where he wanted to go. And so here was Dame on his relationship with the GM.
I think. Toward the end, I think it was a lot of misunderstandings and miscommunication. And when something like that comes up, you know, people are hurt. You know, I'm not saying nothing, and then I'm seeing things that were said by me. You know, and now I'm looking at things sideways. So I think more than anything, it was miscommunication and misunderstandings. And Joe and I never sat down and talked about that. You know, it just kind of sat out there, and we let it be what it was, and I think that was the mistake. But I wouldn't say I was – when I left, I just was not a big fan of Joe. Me and Joe had a great relationship, you know, the entire time before he became GM and while he was GM. But I think at that time, you know, it was a hard time, you know. Like, I was moving on, and – things were being said, like I said, so it was more misunderstanding than anything. And the last game that we played here, you know, I went over before the game and I said hello to Joe. I said hello to Jody. And for me, I really wanted them to know that it was, you know, no hard feelings. You know, during that time when it was happening, sometimes when you're emotional, you handle things from a position of protecting yourself and not knowing what's going on, you know, on the other side. And then over time, you calm down and you figure it out. And, you know, I'm not a kid. So, you know, that wasn't hard for me to do. And it honestly wasn't even after that, it wasn't a long conversation to move past that. And I think that was because we never had a bad relationship, or it was never a dislike or us not being a fan of each other, like you said.
Get how they miscommunicate that badly, you know, with their star player. Like, I mean, that's on the franchise.
Well, I understand, but some of that is how would you say, whitewashing it. I mean, what clearly happened there is both realized that you had different agendas. Damian Lillard wanted to win and wanted to win right now. And Portland was going in a different direction, and miscommunication was probably talking out of both sides of your mouth, and Dame saying that I never want to leave, and Portland saying that they're going to go all in. It's one of those where you're both trying to keep the other one happy, but you want different things. And so I think that's how the miscommunication happens. And I think it was probably a little bit worse than what they're letting on there. But when you've put that away and you water under the bridge and you're reuniting, no one's going to be like, yeah, those sons of bitches. And the other side's not going to be like, this guy, you know, he screwed us over by only wanting to get him traded to one place. But I think from listening to people that were close to that situation, that was a little more contentious than they're letting on. But bygones be bygone. And you had two people, an entity, an organization, and Damian Lillard that needed to go in separate directions because they were looking at two different things.
Yeah, I mean, all that may be true. I just don't understand why you still can't sit down with your star and communicate directly.
Yeah.
Like that to me says bad management. He is your franchise. And yes, you understand that you have to part ways. So communicate that.
Yeah.
Talk it out.
Yeah.
Be a man, sit down and, you know, hash it out.
Yeah.
Tell him what you're thinking. But he's saying they didn't do that. And I don't think it's on him to do that. I think it's on the franchise to do that with him.
And I don't know why this is. Maybe it's just because uncomfortable conversations get weird and you're always afraid of a player taking the nuke option and blowing the whole thing up. But it feels like very few franchises clearly communicate with athletes.
I don't get that.
How many times have you heard, hey, I got traded and I didn't get a call. I found about it on Twitter, or they called me and 2 seconds later it was out on social media. I mean, this is like a tale as old as time. For whatever reason, franchises are not good at communicating with players when it comes to these sorts of things. And I do think it stems from, if you're honest with a player and you tell them what's going on and that player decides to blow up your spot, I think that can get uncomfortable and kind of tank trade values and all of that. And you don't want to get into a public peeing match with your star player. So I think all of those things kind of come in and muddle the waters.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be public, you know. But
it usually ends up.
Well, if he takes it public, then that's on. Then you have a reason to say, "All right, this has gotten ugly, and we're just going to do what we do." But otherwise, like it's not like you didn't like him.
No,
it's not like he didn't give you everything.
Yep.
He gave you everything. Yep. He is your franchise,
yep.
And so I just don't think it's hard to just, I don't know, communicate.
Yeah.
Just talk.
Well, at least I'll give him credit for a couple years later, both sides being able to put all that crap aside because there were hurt feelings.
Well, they're lucky Dame's a good dude and actually is emotionally intelligent.
And wants to be here.
You know,
because
otherwise I think a lot of players wouldn't go back to
the
way they handled it.
No, absolutely not.
And here is Lillard on his rehab and expectations for this next year.
Me personally, I know how I'm going to approach the whole rehab process, taking my time. A lot of trust in the people around me, a lot of trust in the surgeon that I went to. We've stayed connected. And I think I'm a return to form. That's just my true belief. I think I'll return to form. I think with this injury, a lot of the people that I've spoke to that have experienced the injury and come back for it, a lot of the surgeons that I spoke to, a lot of the PTs that I've spoken to, have shared a lot of information with me. And a lot of it was encouraging for me. And I know what my assignment is to make that happen. And that's what I've been focused on doing.
All right, well, you won't see him this year.
No.
Most likely, although they got a little weird about that question.
Yeah, there was a...
They were laughing about that.
Yeah, Lillard kind of took the, you know, don't count me out sort of thing. But then he quickly said, as I've gotten older, I understand that it's about taking care of myself. That he is not going to play this year. He's not. It would be... You know, it would be a monument.
This season.
This season, yeah. Yes. It would be a Cousin Eddie head sewn to the carpet sort of thing if you even attempted this.
So you'll see him on the court next fall.
Yes.
Fall of 2026. Yeah, yeah. But hey, it's great. Damian Lillard's back in Portland, baby. He's like a Portland legend,
yes,
cruising around on his jet skis down on the Willamette.
I've said all along, I do not think you have ever
given out free shoes.
An ambassador to the city that loves it here, that embraces it here, and that has been the quality of player. I think if you were to say all of the things combined, play on the court, because you got Walton, you got Clyde, and really I think it's just those three. It's Walton, Clyde, and Damian Lillard.
Brandon Roy had a little bit of it.
He did, but it was a short.
His career ended due to injury, and he was also a Seattle guy, which, you know.
But had Brandon stayed healthy, this is the sort of thing that Brandon Roy walked so that Damian Lillard could run, because it was the same sort of thing that just embraced the city, and you couldn't ask more of it. But you're right, and that B-Roy, because of the way it ended, he didn't make his home here. The cool thing about Lillard is it sounds like this is going to be home, that he's not going anywhere. He will be a Jerome Kersey, Terry Porter fixture here for 20, 30 years, but at a much higher level because he's a top 75 player of all time.
All right, up next on In the News, we have a local legend retiring from television.
Yeah.
And I mean legend.
He's going to that lake.
And No Toll Tina has called a special session. We'll tell you what about coming up next. But first, here is Buck on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM.
I'm going to go to that lake.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, we eulogized to Ozzy earlier in our show, but this song, what a great, God, what a great
Probably
song.
Probably the most iconic Ozzy.
Dude. Well, this is Sabbath. Yeah, I mean, this is...
this is probably the best, or not best, but most iconic Sabbath song, don't you think, Iron Man?
I mean, this is...
Most recognizable.
Recognizable. This, Paranoid, War Pigs, take your pick, and... I mean, they're all, when you go through the list of like top metal songs of all time, they're all up there.
Reminds me of, like I said earlier in the show, reminds me of Hawk and Animal, the Road Warriors. when that song starts, I just think of them coming out to the ring.
Yeah, it just works. And Sabbath, too, was just an unbelievable band. I mean, it wasn't just Ozzy, but yeah, the work they did, I mean, it laid the foundation for all metal that's come since.
July 22, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. Thank you.
Don't forget sexy.
Oh, yeah. You could add that if you'd like.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, there's a market now for a new newsman. I'm just...
Humble. Yeah, there is. So we'll get to that in a moment.
Same.
The news brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is hammock day.
Oh, I love a good hammock.
Hammocks are wonderful. Very underrated. And not very common. No? I feel like we should have more hammocks in the world.
I think I don't think a year has gone by where I've been hammockless for like the last 25 years.
Well, but don't you feel like a lot of people are hammockless?
Yeah, and that's you're right. That is a shame. You know, because they're not expensive. And
I think the thing that people need to realize is you don't have to have two perfectly spaced trees.
No, these come with stands.
They come with stands. Yeah. You can just buy it, and they're not that expensive.
When it comes to outdoor napping, let me just say that it begins and ends with a nice hammock. They're not expensive and you need to have one. Have a couple beers, maybe a cocktail or two, get an outdoor speaker, maybe a nice little pillow. You go out there, lay down, next thing you know, you're having a grand old time taking a nap.
It is also another delightful item in the world, I think. It is also National BLT Sandwich Day.
I can't get on board with the BLT.
I love a good BLT.
I find it a little lame. Well, I don't like the... I like the B and the L. Not a big fan of the T. Mm. I find the tomato on my sandwich, the juiciness, it kind of ruins the bread. The tomato doesn't work for me. It's too mucky. It's too squishy on my sandwich.
The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office has recovered a body from the Willamette River. Mm. This was Saturday afternoon near the Broadway Bridge. Now, my question to you about this is, when is this no longer a headline?
What do you mean? How long?
No. Another one. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's so common at this point. Yeah. Is this even a story?
Well, yeah. I think anytime you fish a body out of the drink, I think it's going to be news. I think you become numb to the news after a while. You're like, another one. Now, was this like an accidental
They
drowning?
Don't know. That's the thing, is that it's always just we just another body.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell if there's anything like unique about the story? You know, you know what I mean?
They never give you the details of
Remember the kayaker, the California kayaker who went over the falls and they found his body? Well, that's one. It's like, okay, we need to put that story with the body and then, you know, concludes the story, and the whole thing. I don't know. Some of these are just really random and out of context, and they happen all the time, and I don't know that they're headlines. That's sad. Is that terrible?
that's a little terrible. You're a little bit of an insensitive bastard, but look.
I mean, I kind of don't care.
During the summertime, a lot of people, unfortunately, fall victim to the water. And as long as there's no foul play involved, I think you're like...
Eh. That's what I mean. Authorities have recovered at least a dozen bodies from Portland area waterways this year, chiefly in late spring when rising water temperatures can accelerate decomposition, causing bodies to rise to the surface.
Yeah, so who knows how long that's been in there. It's not good.
Yeah, this was the news you were referring to. Coin television news anchor Jeff Gianola is retiring.
I'm a big fan of, I like to say it, Jeff Gianola. Before our news hero, the great Joe Donlin, moved on.
Yeah.
I felt like there
he's in Chicago.
I felt like there was a battle for news supremacy between the handsome Joe Donlin and the just right down Main Street newsman that is Jeff Gianola. I mean, this was like my news legend.
They were two different archetypes.
Yes.
You know, Donlin was a little bit more... He was just a little bit more personality-driven.
Yes.
And Gianola was a little newsier.
And that's where I said, it's right down the middle. When you think of traditional newsman, you give me the side part that's going to deliver me the solid news, news I can trust, that's Jeff Gianola.
He had been with Coin 6 News since 1998.
Yeah.
He had been a daily news presence in Portland for 43 years. He covered all the major stories in the region. He now says that apparently he lost his hearing.
Oh. You know what? I do remember hearing something about this. I don't know that it all went away, but I do remember, I think we might have talked about this, that he had some sort of hearing condition where it was going.
Yeah. So he was diagnosed with something called Meniere's disease several years ago. So he started to go deaf, but he was able to work around his hearing loss and he kept working. But then it got worse, and earlier this year, he had a cochlear implant. Mm. And he is now saying that, he said that life has seasons, and he is ready to transition into his next season.
Well, I do believe he is 69 years old, so hopefully the next season is doing whatever the hell Jeff Gianola wants. And sitting on a beach somewhere, maybe a hammock is involved. And a nice, cold, frosty
beverage. If he gets into sports talk radio?
Come on over, Jeff. We got a place for you.
Do we?
Well, we have a noted newsman, so maybe we don't, but...
I'd give Jeff Gianola a show.
Jeff Gianola is greatness. And it's a fun name to say. It's like, when I think of news anchors in the city of Portland, he's one of the names that first comes to my mind. He's been around forever.
Yeah, if I said... Portland newsman, and of course, take me out of it because that's not fair.
It goes without saying.
Who comes to mind?
Well, again,
it's Gianola.
I think of Jeff Gianola, and Donlin was amazing, but I think of like Tracy Berry. I think of Jeff Gianola,
Paul Lindman.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really really good news people that came through over the years that were here for a long long time. And, you know, radio's this way, too. We've been around for a long time. I think, you know, Ed Whalen was a sports guy here for the longest time that I loved.
The burnt biscuit.
I think we do a great job of cultivating talent here in Portland, and it's such a good place to work. A lot of people just end up staying and kind of becoming fixtures of the community. And Gianola was one of those guys for me.
Well, rest in peace, Jeff Gianola.
Not dead, but, you know.
When's he done? It didn't say in
here. It just said later this year. It will be in 2025, so at some point, tip of the cap to the great Jeff Achin.
No Toll Tina is at it again.
Yeah, we need more money.
Well, listen, they couldn't come to an agreement on this transportation bill.
No.
And now all hell's breaking loose out there on our roadways. Yeah. It's Thunderdome out
there. Odo's got problems.
She is now called a special session. We will talk about that next, as In the News continues on 105.1 The Fan.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holy Diver! Isn't this that great Black Sabbath hit? Holy Diver? No? Anyone?
What?
That's, yeah, I think you're right.
Sing me a song, you're the piano. By the way,
Billy Joel doc out.
Yeah, you watched?
I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, I watched
like
the first
5 hours.
Well, the first part is like,
I think there's two parts, two and a half hours.
The first part is about 2:15, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a little. I watched that one, and then the second part comes out on Friday. It's pretty good.
I will see it. I mean, I love Billy as well, so that will definitely be one that I check out. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's all skinny.
He does not look skinny in the doc.
Oh, well, then maybe he's fat. Because I saw him. He was on with, he kind of let himself go. Well, he's old. But he was, I saw an interview he did with Bill Maher, and it looks like he's lost like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
He might be on that Ozempic.
Maybe he has, but when they did the interviews for the doc,
he was still pretty.
Well, he's just old. You know, yeah. Metabolism slows.
Well, he got pretty puffy. But anyway, if you've seen recent photos of him and like in interviews, he lost a bunch of weight.
I tell you what, that as documentaries go on musicians, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Like it goes chronological, mm-hmm. and it's just very good. Billy's very open, and other people are very open about how things went down, and it's a good doc. It's on is that one on Netflix?
I think it's HBO. Yeah, he lost over 50 pounds.
Oh wow, yeah, he doesn't look like that in the film.
By the way, follow up to the Jeff Gianola story, he said on the newscast that his last day would be the week leading up to Thanksgiving. So we have a little more time of Jeff before holiday season.
Who will we watch more of, Stephen Colbert or Jeff Gianola?
When does Colbert get the axe?
He's already gotten the axe. He doesn't go off the air until May.
That's why I was wondering, because he's still there doing the show.
10 months?
Yeah.
They're saying.
And he said it's gloves are off. I mean, he's going to. Yeah, he's going at it.
Eviscerate some folks.
Yeah.
Our fearless leader, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek, has directed state lawmakers to convene for a special legislative session at the end of August with the goal of passing legislation that will shore up funding needs for the Oregon Department of Transportation and local road departments.
Yes, they have postponed the layoffs for like another 45 days.
Which is kind of weird, because I think a lot of the people that were going to get laid off already know that.
Yeah.
So now they have, so much like Jeff Gianola and Stephen Colbert.
I know you're going away.
Well, you might be going away.
Yeah, I guess if they pass some funding, then you don't go away. So do you? But I'm assuming that they're looking for a job in the meantime,
right? Or you're pissed off, and then you don't do. I think it's weird to have people around who are lame ducks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think that's kind of weird.
Well, as we mentioned, the old transportation budget was off by like close to $1 billion. I think it was actually more than $1 billion, which is like, oops. So now you got to figure that out. They thought they had money coming in, and it turned out there's not money coming in. And I'm sure they spend the money that they do get so wisely. So here we are again with the old, we need more money. Is it possible that we can just spend the money that we have in a lot better way?
Well, come on. I just, you know, lawmakers just need to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just figure it out.
Is that it?
Yes.
That's it, huh?
Yes, to me, yes.
Okay.
Well, we looked it up. I mean, remember when we did this story? We were looking at some of the overages from the transportation department. Some of their projections versus what it ended up costing them. It is so dumb that you can be so mismanaged, you can be off by so much. I mean, projects ended up costing 20 times what they said they were going to cost. And I'm sure all of that's all on the up and up. It's the same thing with the education department we were talking about yesterday. Right? We spend, I think, more than like every state but five or six when it comes to per kid, and yet we're getting the 47th best results when it comes to what we're getting out of our education. So I get tired of hearing that we need more money. Whenever we give them more money, they just piss it away.
Well, all that's true. I'm just talking about how, why can't, like, Republicans and Democrats, they just need to come together on this.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just stalemate this.
Yeah, you can't just have, we're not going to take care of the roads
right.
and our transportation.
Figure it out, you morons. That's why we elect you, idiots. I hate all of them.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way as well.
Thanks a lot, Fauci.
I get very frustrated, Obama.
What else do I have for you here?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Would you like bonus news today?
Oh, you know I love bonus news.
We have a dead guy at a card shop in Washington. I don't know if you read about this story.
What kind of card shop?
Memorabilia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the last time you went to a card shop. It's been a minute.
Probably 1984 in Salina, Kansas. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to love going.
Oh, man.
There was a card shop out in Gresham that we would go to, and I thought that thing was the coolest place on earth.
If I could paint a picture for you.
Talk to me.
Summertime, hot, smoldering hot, yeah. Salina, Kansas, right in the middle of the state.
Yeah.
No air conditioning at the house, of course, so.
Yeah, of course not.
We're barely dressed. Mom.
Rat tail blowing in the breeze.
That's right. Can me and the Melvins go to the card shop? Ah, damn it. God damn it. Get in the car. She hops in the old, big old green boat, Oldsmobile type of thing. Maybe it was a Cutlass. I don't know what it was.
I would hope so.
We're fighting. I got two buddies. They're twins. Matt and Mark Melvin. We're fighting over the seat. We're jumping over the seat. There's no seat belts. We don't have any clothes on. We're going to the card shop. We couldn't be any more excited. Mom's pissed off. Cigarette dangling out of her mouth.
You go to the card shop naked?
Well, I mean, we have pants, but, you know. I mean, you ran around with no shirt when you were a kid.
It's hot in the middle of Kansas summer, man.
Yeah, it's like, think cut-off jeans.
Yeah.
We get to the card shop. We get 1 hour to go in and make magic.
You get one. Make it
1 hour.
And then you got like $10. You got to make it, you know, what are you going to get?
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to buy that pack of Donruss baseball cards, right? You're going to go with maybe some Panini stickers. There's a lot happening in there.
It was so fun.
Oh, yeah. Get the Beckett and check the prices.
Get the bubble gum.
Oh, yeah.
The car, what was that? The Beckett
price? Yeah, that was the Beckett. I'd have to look up the price of my Will Clark rookie card, which I was convinced was going to be my retirement package.
A prominent sports memorabilia businessman was found dead after police carried out a search warrant into his allegedly fraudulent operation. Mm. Brett Lemieux of Westfield, Indiana, was the founder of noted sports memorabilia site Mr. Man Cave, which he claims sold more than 4 million counterfeit items and surpassed $350 million in sales in a Facebook post on the Autographs 101 group. Uh-oh. Wednesday morning. Hours after he published the post, Westfield police confirmed he had committed suicide by the way of self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Did he, or was this all a Epstein sort of thing? And look, you rip off a lot of people.
No one knows.
Someone comes and offs you.
He would fake holograms. He would fake authentication. Is that the right word? Authentication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stickers for collectibles.
Yeah, people do it all the time. You get a jersey, you throw Tom Brady's signature on it, you come up with some sort of fake thing that says it's authentic, and you ship it out the door. This happens all the time, which is why the memorabilia market is, you know. But it's so dicey, but when you're buying from a big dealer like that, you think you're getting, you know, authentic stuff, but who knows? But at the same time, like, isn't it strange? So if you buy a jersey that's signed by Michael Jordan and someone says it's worth 10 grand and no one can tell the difference, it's worth 10 grand until, like, it gets found out that it's not, and then it's worth nothing. Even though no one can really tell the difference between what's really signed by one hand versus signed by another. It's a very strange world, that memorabilia stuff.
Indeed.
And the fact that people are willing to pay so much for something that some grown man signed and you never actually witnessed it being signed. It's a weird thing.
For some reason, I thought that story was from Washington. I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Indiana.
Seems like, yeah, Indiana. I was reading through thinking there was some sort of local connection, and I...
There wasn't one.
Think there is one.
I don't know why I was mistaken.
Just some memorabilia guy that offed himself when he got outed.
You know who wouldn't do that? Jeff Giannola.
No.
He would never do something like that.
Hey. You got a long way to go before you're Jeff Giannola, but don't sell yourself short.
Well, it kind of makes me feel old. You know, Giannola started at Coin mm-hmm. in 1998.
Yeah.
I started here in 2001. 3 years after him.
You old son of a bitch.
I think I'm going to retire.
Well, we are getting old. You didn't have a lot of gray, and I had hair when we both started here.
Yeah, ladies. You ladies from Bella, new to this program, mm-hmm. you got a couple of hots you're listening
all
to.
All right.
One's got a gray beard and the other one's got a bald head.
Get ready, ladies.
And calm down, ladies.
We got Buckley with his chest meat hanging out again. A little something in his chest tattoo. We got a little something for everybody. Unless you're into, like, non-white guys, then we got a lot of middle-aged white guys at the station.
Black, please. Thank you.
No. Not what? Here.
All right, that's in the news for July 22, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We return to our hot Big Ten Media Days talk coming up next. We also have a segment on why Washington, UW, got screwed. That's coming up next hour on 105.1 The Fan.